more time, I want to remind you that we do have CDs and t-shirts and shit for sale at the front door. I want to thank Ryan Dowd for all his help this last week on the road. I want to thank the mighty matador Matt DeFilippis for all his help this week on the road. I want to thank Don Chambers for driving up from Athens, Georgia to be with us tonight. And I want to thank my good friend, the Easy B, for everything. Dropped acid, Blue Oyster Cup concert, 14 years old. I thought them lasers were a spider chasing me. On my way home, I got pulled over in Rogersville, Alabama. A half ounce of weed and a case of Sterling Big Mouth. My buddy Gene was driving, he just barely turned 16. I'd like to say I'm sorry, but I live to tell about it, and I hope to live to do a whole bunch more crazy fucked up shit. And I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw Molly Hatchet, 38 Special and the Johnny Van Zandt Band. I drank a fifth of vodka on an empty stomach. Then I drove over to a friend's house and I backed my car between his parents' Cadillacs without a scratch. And I crawled to the back door and I slithered through the mail hole. And I sneaked up them stairs and I puked in the toilet. And I woke up like Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz in that last scene with everybody standing all around me in black and white. They're all saying, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" And I said, "Of course I'm okay. I feel fine." And they said, "Well, we thought you were gonna die last night." And they started telling me what all I'd done, and I didn't believe them. And I said, "Ah, bullshit. You're pulling my leg. You're putting me on." And they said, "If we're making it up, then why are we all in black and white? And besides, go look in the mirror." And I looked in the mirror and I realized that they were right. And I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw Molly Hatchet. And the band that I was in played, the boys are back in town. You always meet that guy who talks about how that Hendrix show in 1970 saved his life. I know a guy who said that he saw The Who in 1971 on Who's Next, and it changed his life forever. And I know people who say the same things about the Stones and Led Zeppelin and all them great concerts. Those shows didn't come to Huntsville, Alabama. We got Mahogany Rush opening for Ted Nugent every few months. We got God Lover Boy opening for Kansas, and Eddie Money opening for Kansas, and Survivor opening for Kansas, and I saw every goddamn one of them. And I hate fucking Kansas. About the only really, really top shelf show we ever got was Every Now and Then Skynyrd would come to town. And Skynyrd was set to play Huntsville, Alabama, in the spring of 77. I had my ticket, but it got canceled. Show it was rescheduled for the Street Survivors Tour. The rest, as they say, is history. And I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw Ozzy Osbourne with Randy Rhoads in 82, right before that plane crash. And I never saw Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I sure saw AC/DC. Fox God saying, let there be rock tour. With Fox God saying, let there be rock tour. With Fox God saying, let there be rock.
There's an ocean between us.